somewhere over there. And you'd nip and tuck, are you going to make it before the gas gives out or not?
Also, the roads were not marked as well, and you had difficulty keeping your route straight because you'd get lost and detour and have to come back and get on your route again. Around those lakes, you could certainly get lost.
Oh, yeah.
Did
you, the filling stations that you mentioned, were these the type that you have now, or did they have, was it a complex with the other functions?
No, usually it was a small filling station. I don't remember too many complexes.
No. Yeah, grocery stores.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
No, like they'd sell chewing gum and candy bars and things like that. And then after a while, some few of them would have make up a sandwich or something like that. But it was not very. It was strictly personal whether they went to that trouble or not.
Okay. Earlier, how were the highways? You know, the lanes divided. Did they divide them?
No, they didn't. They didn't put lines down.
They didn't put lines. One-way traffic, one going, one coming.
It was just
like you had to slow down to pass them.
Was it like the same road, or was it two lanes?
Same road.
Oh,
same road.
Just same
road. One traffic.
And would be one room enough for one. And if you were lucky and would watch the space, you could pass somebody, but you couldn't. You couldn't go double.
Okay. And now, what would you call like in 95? What do you call it? The division line on that now. The new one, you know.
Well, it's the division line.
You know what I mean, the concrete thing that's in it.
Well, I don't know. I never did call them. Wouldn't do for me to call them sometimes.
Okay.
It's a very good thing, though.
All right. And like on some of the big highways, do you have a name for those places where you get on and off of?
On the expressway?
Those exits and entrances is the only thing I would know to call it.
Okay. How about now you mentioned Causeway. What are the kinds of streets like, you know, causeways, other in the Miami area that you can name?
The exits
now, today?
Yeah, or even then. I mean, ones were built first?
Well, the first one was the Collins Bridge, which was the wooden bridge.
These are like important main.
Well, they are main. All of them are main and important because
they weren't put in until they were needed.
They were not put in until the beach was opening up farther and farther, and people had a time getting across this one bridge. Then they put in the what is called now the MacArthur Bridge, which was the old county bridge.
That was a county causeway.
And then they put in the 79th Street Causeway.
Now, can a causeway go anywhere but over water?
No.
It's just over water.
A causeway is over water.
Okay.
And then after that, that was three that we had. After that, then they finally put in the Rickenbacker Causeway. That's when they were opening up the Key Biscayne. And then they put in the 125th Street Causeway, because the beach was open all the way through, then they had to make a way for them to go over. So they just kept on until.
What would you call, say, a wide street that goes through to a residential area? Fairly wide.
It's just I never thought of calling it by the name of the avenue, the number of the avenue, or the street, because it is a residential street.
Usually referred to as street or avenue or whatever you're referring to.
If it's called
particular,
like
but
this,
if it's just a road. It's
this
just
would be 19th
street,
street if it hadn't been named Majorca. Majorca, according to the Cubans. But you just don't call them highways or otherwise. You try to name them or number them as people
right. Did Miami ever have any types of streets that were that you could get on at one spot, but you couldn't get off at just any spot? You had to kind of go along with them to another, you know, maybe 10 blocks down.